Hello and welcome to the January recipe section. I hope you all had a peaceful and happy new year, but getting through the next 2 months of winter can seem like an uphill battle. However, there's always something to celebrate, and this month it's Burns Night. Not everyone likes haggis, so I'll give an alternative, as well as how to cater for the vegetarians in the party, and an easy, cheerful pudding to follow. For the haggis itself, it's a matter of preference, and no one makes their own. Many butchers produce their own, and most supermarkets stock the more famous Scots varieties like McSween's. This company also do a very nice vegetarian haggis, and these days many budget supermarkets sell tinned haggis. I recommend you try the tinned variety if you're only planning to eat at home. We've found them tasty and they're much cheaper. As a general rule of thumb, you'll need mashed potatoes to around 1.5 times the volume of the haggis, and mashed neeps, or swedes as you call them in England, around twice the amount of the volume of haggis. I find it difficult to get small children to like mashed swede by itself, and I'm not that keen either, so I substitute half the swede with carrot, cut up to roughly the same size and cooked and mashed together. Lots of butter and a sprinkle of pepper in the neeps and carrot, and lots of butter and a little hot milk in the mashed tatties, and you're ready to go. This is never going to be diet cuisine, more like comfort eating, just what you need in the depths of winter. If you have family or guests who don't like or can't stomach the idea of haggis, one of those nice rings of Cumberland sausage cooked in the oven makes a great alternative. I've never been too po-faced about Burns Night. I'd rather people enjoyed their dinner than make them eat the sheep, bah and all. If you're hosting a dinner, smoked salmon with brown bread, watercress and lots of lemon is a good starter. Haggis is substantial, so you don't want to be over-faced by a big starter. The best-known Scottish pudding to follow the haggis is called Cranachan, and there's a good backstory to this. Ian and I met while he was refitting a hotel barge in the Highlands, and he asked me to chef for him when he was tasked to skipper the barge on its first few voyages. It's normal at the beginning of the season to paint the decks with a mixture of sand and paint last thing before the guests arrive, so the boat looks its best. Picture the scene. There is Ian, who is a black countryman, never heard of Cranachan, down on his knees whistling while he paints, and there is me, a cook he didn't know well, asking for whisky at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning. You might know that chefs have a bit of a reputation for drinking, and the poor man didn't know that I'm teetotal. His face was a picture, and I'm afraid I very wickedly neglected to mention that I wanted the whisky to put in the Cranachan. Cranachan is really an alternative version of Eton Mess, flavoured with whisky and honey and substituting the meringue with toasted oatmeal. The best thing with this pudding, in my opinion, is the way it was traditionally served. Rather than mixing it up like Eton Mess, it was usual to serve the ingredients in separate bowls, leaving the guests to help themselves. This means if you don't like whisky, you can leave it out. For 4 people, you will need 1/2 pint or 300 ml of double cream, whipped to soft peaks. 4 ounces or 100 grams of oatmeal, preferably the jumbo variety, and a jar of good quality runny honey. Heather honey is traditional, but use the one that you like best. And 6 ounces or 150 grams of fresh raspberries. With around 100 ml, that's a small cream jug, of blended whisky. Save the malt for drinking unadulterated. First, spread the oats out thinly on a baking sheet and toast them under the grill. You need to be careful with this. They'll go from toasted to burnt almost as quickly as desiccated coconut does. Shake the baking sheet, using a gloved hand or a tea towel, a couple of times during the process to turn the oats and toast them evenly. Tip the oats into a nice bowl and leave to cool. When the time comes to serve, give everyone a pudding bowl and put the cream, oatmeal and raspberries on the table, along with the small jug of whisky and the honey, and let everyone serve and mix their own pudding. And if you're a stickler for tradition and want to do the whole thing properly, have a chap in a kilt march into the room with bagpipe accompaniment, with the haggis steaming on a platter to present to the host, who should have a big knife to stab the haggis whilst reciting the following. Fair for your honest sonsy face, great chieftain of the puddin' race. Aboon them all, ye tak your place, pinch, tripe or therm. Weel are ye worthy o' a grace as langs my airm. Ye powers wha mak mankind your care and dish them out their bill of fare, auld Scotland wants nae skinking ware that jops and luggies, but if ye wish her grateful player, gie her a haggis. Bye-bye.